Today's sermon comes from Genesis 28:10 through 22, and I entitle it, Let's Climb the Ladder. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, Jehovah stood above and said, I am Jehovah, the God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereupon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee whithersoever thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, which I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. And Jacob awakened out of sleep, and he said, Surely Jehovah is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, took the stone that he had put under his head, set it up for a pillar, poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, I will keep me in this way that I go, and will go for bread to eat and remnant to put on, so that I can come again to my father's house in peace, and Jehovah will be my God. Then this stone which I set up for the pillar shall be God's house, and of all that shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Now Genesis 28 is the story of Jacob's ladder, but it begins really the first part, nine verses, begins with the flight of Jacob to escape from the wrath of his brother Esau. Now, Esau had promised, since the days of his mourning of his father were at hand, that he would kill Jacob as a first order of business after the funeral. Esau had gone hunting to find venison for Isaac's favorite dinner, and then to receive the blessing. Now Rebekah favored his twin brother Jacob, and the two of them deceived Isaac, who was blind, by killing a couple of goats, and Jacob took the stewed goat in his blind collar and told him that he had brought him the venison. Jacob lied. It was not venison, it was stewed goat. Isaac recognized the voice of Jacob and said, Who are you? And Jacob lied again and said, I am Esau. Now Isaac knew Esau was a hairy man and Jacob a smooth man. So Isaac said, Come here, let me feel you. Isaac felt him, not knowing that Jacob had goat skins on his arms. Isaac said, It is the voice of Jacob, but it's the hand of Esau. Isaac trusted his feelings rather than the voice, and fell for the lie and blessed Jacob. Now, for application quickly, there are many today who are deceived because they trust their feelings rather than the voice of God speaking through his word. Prime example is when Jesus in Matthew 25:41, had a bunch of people there, was talking about all their feelings and that, and he told the wicked on the judgment day to depart from the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Even though Jesus said it, in some Bibles it was written in red letters that flashed like a sign on a power plant, danger, high voltage, millions today will still say they don't believe Jesus would do it. Is their faith based on the voice of Jacob or the hand of Esau? Is it what God says or how they feel God says? Millions today base their faith on a sandy foundation of the hand of Esau. So Jacob leaves and goes out. But sin drives a person out. Sin drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. Sin drove Peter out and he denied the Lord. Told him, went out and wept bitterly. Sin drove Judas out. When he betrayed Jesus, he went out and it was a dark night. Here in this story, Jacob is driven out because he deceived his blind father. Sin always drives a person out. Sin drives many out today. Some are driven out of church by worldliness. That's why some drop out of church. They are driven out by sin. They're obedient to the Lord, and disobedient cannot live together in the body of Christ. Some are driven out altogether, never to return, and sin always drives out. Final driving out will be on the day of judgment. And we're told that the sinner will be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And so Jacob was driven out. Before he leaves, Isaac gives him a further blessing and then charges him not to marry one of the daughters of Canaan. He said to go and marry a wife from Isaac's kindred in Padan Aram. The blessing of God has always come with a charge. And the Christian's promise is tied with the sacrifice. In Jacob's case, he was not the unequally yoked of the unbelievers. See, it would be a mistake for him to make the same mistake as his brother Esau, who married out of the faith. Jacob is driven out, and now comes to the story of his ladder, Jacob's ladder. Now Jacob came to a place and lay down to sleep, made his pillow from stones. There in verse 11 of our text. The pillar of rocks would turn out to be the best night's sleep he ever had. That night he had a dream that he has haunted him men for thousands of years. In the dream, the Lord appeared unto him and gave him a message. The dream that Jacob had is one of the great dreams ever recorded. The dream of Jacob's ladder. He dreamed that he saw a ladder set up on earth and it reached all the way to heaven. Now in our text, verses 12 and 13 says, at the top of the ladder was God, and scampering up and down the ladder were angels, going up and down. And God stood at the top of the ladder and announced to him, I am God of Abraham, thy father, and God of thy father Isaac. The land whereof thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God himself was top of the ladder. The message of God emanated from heaven, the top of the ladder and not the bottom of the ladder on earth. The message from God always comes from heaven and not from men at the bottom of the ladder. Jesus told the apostles in John 14:26, but the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said unto you. Jesus did not trust the memory of the apostles to write the gospel message as they remembered it. They sent the Holy Spirit to make sure they remembered it correctly. Therefore, when we read the Word of God, you're reading the inspired Word of God that comes right off the top of the ladder. Now, Paul declares in Galatians 1:11, he says, I make known unto you the gospel that I preached unto you, that it's not after man, nor was I taught it, but it came to me through the revelation of Jesus. Paul also got the message from the top of the ladder. Then Peter said in 2 Peter 1:3, that God's divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All the writers of the Word of God received their message from the top of the ladder by the Holy Spirit. A great example of God speaking from the top of the ladder was on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:2. There came from heaven a sound as a mighty rushing wind. The sound came straight down from heaven. The apostles were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spake the Word of God as the Spirit gave them utterance. The sermon preacher that day came right off the top of the ladder. 40 different men wrote the Bible over a period of 1,500 years. They lived in different generations and different centuries, and yet there was one theme all the way through. And that one theme still goes through the Bible. The whole people know what the theme is. It starts out in the Old Testament. Jesus is coming. Then in the New Testament, Jesus has come. And then in Revelation, Jesus is coming again. There are 1,189 chapters in the Word of God. Every one of them came from the top of the ladder. There are many ladders that men try to reach heaven, but none of them are tall enough. Some try the ladder of money. Now, money might conquer cancer. It may conquer the COVID-19, but that ladder is not tall enough to reach immortality in heaven. Some men might try the ladder of scientific achievement, and they might find a way to populate Venus and Mars. But Jesus is the only way to populate heaven. Now, in our scripture coming up, and I want to quote Romans 3:23. Some may try a ladder of good works, but in Romans 3:23 it says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And Jesus says in 14:6, "No one cometh unto my Father but by me." He that try to climb a ladder up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. There's only one ladder that'll go all the way to heaven, and one elevator. The elevator is for Christians only and no one else, and it will be used just one time when Jesus comes again. Because of the sin side of Jesus, when he talked about Nathanael, he said, "Yesterday when you were here in the fig tree, I saw you." But before that, Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians 4:16, "That the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a voice, the voice of an archangel, and the trump of God, and all the Christians, both living and dead, will rise up and meet the Lord in the air at the top of the ladder, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." Now when Jacob was awakened in verse 16 of his dream, he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." He said, "Yahweh," it's the Lord, or God. There's nothing like a pillar full of rocks to draw people closer to God. It is when we are down on the count that we draw closer to God. Look at any Sunday bulletin. You'll see numerous requests for prayer for the sick. There'll be all kind of needs. Some people might need a transplant of a heart, liver, or kidneys. It's a list, but like an organ recital. It's full of requests. It was not until Jacob slept on a rocky pillow that he awakened and said, "The Lord was in this place and I knew it not." Now notice something here. He didn't say, "I know it not." He didn't say that. He said, "I knew it not." That's past tense. We've got to learn to watch for present and past tense in God's Word. God was there all the time, and Jacob had no idea God was there. Let me challenge you. How many times has God worked in your life, our life, and we did not know it? I personally can think of a few times when we were at a crossroad in my life, and later on I had to say, "God was in that place, and I knew it not." And Peter, and Jacob said, "This is the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." And let's look at the ladder. That ladder is Jesus. In the Gospel according to John, we note the real meaning of the ladder. John called Philip. Philip went to find Nathanael. He told him that he found the Messiah. And Nathanael said this, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming, and when he saw him, he said, "Behold, an Israelite, indeed in whom there's no guile." Nathanael said, "Rabbi, whence knowest thou me?" And Jesus said, "Yesterday, when you were under the fig tree, I saw thee." Now see, this is the turning point. Because of this insight, Jesus said to Nathanael, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." But then Jesus expounded upon this explanation on him about the ladder. Here's where it is in John 1:51. Jesus says this to the Holy Spirit, "You shall see the angels of heaven ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." According to the Lord himself, he is Jacob's ladder. And Jesus is the perfect explanation of the ladder. Jesus came down from heaven, and now man can go back up that ladder to heaven. Jacob saw the angels going up and down the ladder, first to earth, and then back to heaven, then back to earth, and earth again. Remember how the Apostle Paul said in Hebrews 1:14, the angels are ministering saints, sent forth to do service for the sake of them who shall inherit eternal salvation. See, the angels are serving the Christians today. We don't see them because they're spirits. And we don't see spirits because we walk by faith and not by sight. They go up and down the ladder continually. They go get orders from Jesus. They come down the ladder, carry them out what needs to be done. They go back again, get for more orders, and he comes back down again. Now Jacob took the stone and he set it up on a pillar and he poured oil on it in our verse 20, our text. He made God a promise. If you'll be with me and will keep me in the way that I go and will give bread to eat and raiment put on and let me come again to my father's house, then thou shalt be my God, and of all that thou shalt give to me, I will give unto thee the tenth. Although it seems to be a good rule to live by for Jacob, it should not really satisfy the Christian today who sees and understands Jesus as the ladder to heaven. See, when I think of the fact that Jesus is the real ladder to heaven, and he died on that cross only to make our salvation possible, my salvation, yours, and then I have the promise of a heavenly promised land. Personally, I cannot be satisfied at only giving him 10% of my life. I've got to give him 100% of my life and my work. All those who would handle it differently. See, I remember last week I said the statement was given one time, I want to be more than Sunday go-to-meeting Christian. Evidently, earth is not so isolated from heaven as some people think. This is only natural for him to be afraid. When Jacob saw the ladder, he said, this is a dreadful place. He was afraid. It was only natural for him. He had to pull a dirty trick on his blind father. He did that. Then he had to take it on the run. The idea of seeing God face to face would be a frightening experience. The story of Jacob is a tremendous example of the grace of God. Think about now what Jacob had done. And then he heard God say to him, the land where thou liest to thee will I give up to and to thy seed. Now that's grace. But as I think of grace of God with Jacob, I know that his grace is dealing with me maybe just as great. Come to think of it, the idea of having to stand in the presence of God is sort of shaky for everybody, anybody. And the reason the idea is disturbing is because we, like Jacob, know that we have been sinners. But listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:56. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. We all know that we have sinned, and sting is the sting of death. So think about this then. Through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that stinger has been removed from the Christian. It's like you get stung by a bee or a wasp that leaves a stinger, and you pull it out. Through his death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, the sting has been removed from the Christian. But the dreadfulness is still there. Like Jacob, as we contemplate having to stand in the presence of God, it is a sobering experience and expectation. Now let's look at the Jacob ladder another way. We must climb that ladder. So I said, let's climb the ladder, is my title of sermon. In his vision, Jacob said God, or saw God standing at the top of the ladder. God welcomes all who will climb up the ladder. But now remember, it was a ladder. Jacob saw in a dream, and not an escalator. Some think that everybody someday will be going glide right into heaven, no effort required, heaven's an automatic after death. Everybody's going to heaven. How many times do you hear people say, so-and-so died and he wasn't a very good person, but he is looking down or she's looking down at us from heaven. Actually, he may be looking up from someplace else. A ladder requires some climbing. Remember the course, the gospel course? We're climbing Jacob's ladder, we're climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Now here's the way it really is. Heaven is not gained are achieved by a single bound, like Superman said, by a single bound he does this. But we have to do it by climbing the ladder, rung by rung. Here's how it goes. You put your foot on the first rung, hearing the Word of God. In Romans 10, 17, Paul says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Next, put your foot on the second rung of faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, hold on for a minute now. You're not there yet. No one believes in Jesus any more than the devil. And remember, James tells us the devil believes and trembles. So you're not there yet, even though you believe. The next two rungs are found in the second chapter of the book of Acts. And then Peter told thousands who believed that Jesus was the risen Son of God, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, tells us, the Lord added to the church daily for those who were saved. And that's Acts 2:47. King James says, the Lord was added to the church daily, such as should be saved. The saved are those who believed, repented, and were immersed for the remission of sins. The words of Jacob are suggested when he awoke from heaven, from his dream. He said, this place must be with God. This must be the house of God and the gate of heaven, verse 16. Those who are in church are living next door to heaven. Those of us who are part of the body of Christ, the body of Christ is the church, and we're living right next door to heaven. We hear much about his faith program. The God's faith program is a grace program. There's a consecrated program today, concentrated program, terrible, in the world to get rid of ever mention of the cross. They say the cross is offensive. The name Christ is offensive. And they're absolutely right. The removal of the cross is most offensive to Jesus. You know why? He suffered the agony of the cross for everybody, and they rejected him. Hear it again. Heaven's not gained by a single bound, but by climbing the ladder round by round. We're climbing Jacob's ladder. We're climbing Jacob's ladder. We're climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Every rung goes higher, higher. Every rung goes higher. Every rung goes higher, higher. Soldiers of the cross, let us pray.